Well, hi, everybody. Today is Saturday, which is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And tonight's our birthday night, so we'll have a birthday party in the food court for desserts. The date today is December 5th, 2015. So I'm going to first clear the date. Here we go. Do you have any situations with the date going on from either today or maybe your past years? Things recycle, you know, in time, and in times related to the date. So here we go. You may have a problem that happened 10 years ago, and now you're kind of wondering about it or it's kind of resurfacing. So let's clear that particular date for you. And if this helps you, then you may want to go on and do timeline crashing for this date. So here we go, releasing the energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And here we go again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, boy, that's pretty good. Let's do an emotional clearing for people. And or if you don't have an emotion going on, we will do a pain release. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, that's a big one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, so let's do a clearing for an object. We do this off and on. So we'll just think of something that's bothering you in your body. Maybe, you know, maybe you got a... The most common things are like spikes and swords and spears, things like this here. So here we go. Let's release something out of your right leg. That'd be going down to the foot. So releasing that. Here we go, everybody. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And here we go again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's just loosening it up. Here we go. It's coming out now. So slowly taking it out there, coming out halfway. There, it's out of you. So we'll see if we have any comments. Let's energize the light beams now. So bring up the light beams on your one monitor screen. If you have more than one, just bring them up there too. They radiate peace to you. Here we go. Energizing them stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Well, we'll go to the light ship about, maybe 10 minutes before the hour. We have a lot of emails here, so we'll turn it over to Ann and we'll see what we have here. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Thank you, and thank you for those clearings. That was wonderful. In case you're new, this is the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Amitron, and Ron's website is creationlightship.com. His email, or the email address to reach the show is clsquestions@yahoo.com. I have that open right now, so you can send things in during the show. Ron just did a terrific clearing of removing something from our bodies, an energetic object. So if anyone experienced some release or relief from that, we would love to hear from you. Though I think sometimes you might not realize it right away. It might have been dramatic and you really felt something removed, but it might take a couple of days. But in any event, we would love to hear about that. And you can also click on the fast chat button on the BBS radio page, and I will receive any messages you put in there tonight, even while the show is on. And Ron, I just wanted to say you talked last night about the baptism clearing. And if you didn't listen to last night's show, when it's up, it'll be a good one to listen to on archives. And you suggested that we all clear the different popes from when we were baptized and on. I just wanted to let everyone know there's a list of all the popes on Wikipedia. You could just look up pope names, and they all come up. And I'm already clearing the one that was pope when I was baptized. And then Ron said it might be good to do all the popes all the way through the present time, because they probably pass the torch and then pass the torch of our spirits. Right, Ron?
Yeah, more than likely, yes. You don't know what kind of psychic attack energies they're using. So, and, you know, remember, these are aliens. So, what are the aliens doing to you? So, here we go. Let's clear one of the popes. So, what pope do you think we should clear? What number? Because they're numbered, aren't they? They have a barcode?
Yeah, but I don't think they're numbered like the way you think. I don't think they, like I was born when it was Pope St. John the 23rd, but I think that means he was the 23rd John. I don't think it means he was the 23rd Pope. I'm not that old.
Well, let's do John 1. We'll do John 1 then. Here we go, everybody.
Okay.
See how John 1 is treating you.
Okay.
You're bringing back your third energy. 1, 2, 3. If you have a picture of Jesus on your wall or a cross, it might fall off now, you know. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. Okie doke. Well, we'll see what how people feel about that.
Thanks, Ron. And I came up with, after I looked that up today, of course I'm doing the baptism clearing, but then I thought I should also put that name and all the names of the popes since I've been alive into the natal barcode clearing. And also, because I don't really remember them, but I probably heard them and heard the names through the years. And then maybe the dark practitioner clearing. What do you think, Ron? Are there any other clearings we should do on the popes?
Well, you could do the alien to light clearing.
Okay. And put the pope name in there?
Yep.
Would,
maybe the same alien recycling in the same body. You never know. And maybe, you know, we could catch them.
And do you think that doing the dark practitioner clearing would be a good idea? Aren't they kind of dark practitioners?
Yeah, you could do that too. Yep. Just depends how you know, this energy is affecting you, you know. But it is interesting. Anything that deals with anything controlling you outside of yourself, you know, that's what you really want to clear. So
it was interesting that you said if you have a crucifix or a picture of Jesus on the wall, it might fall off. So can you talk a little bit, in case we have new listeners, Ron, about the light of the darkness and why that might be happening?
Yeah, typically when you use mind energy with any of the icons, religious icons or whatever icon it is that you kind of are looking at, relating to, that's mind energy. And so in mind energy, there's always a history, a story, because it's not in the now. So is it her story or his story? And so what you have to look at is that mind energy can attach to that photo, that picture, the icon or whatever it is, that symbol, and then the darkness can use that to bring in energies, even though you may assume that it's something other than what it is. So, you know, you might think that, having a picture of a cactus on your wall, because cactuses are holy, we'll say, and they're sacred and everything else, and everybody worships a cactus. Well, the aliens can come into the cactus and harm you because you're connecting yourself to it. So that's kind of the way that the systems work. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. And we have a question. How do we clear baptism from independent churches like pastors and they're not popes?
The baptism, we have a baptism clearing on the website.
Right.
So you may want to just go on there if you were baptized and, you know, get it out of you.
are people that were baptized in these other religions that are less strict, et cetera, like less tied up with aliens, or is it the same? But just
it'll be the same. Yeah, it'll be the same. There might be other aliens hopping on board, you know, to do that. But, you know, there's still aliens there.
So if you belong to a different church, I guess what you would want to put in, you know, the Pope probably isn't connected to you, but you could put in just whatever you know about it, right? The name of the church or the sect of the religion or the name of the pastor or reverend or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, you could do that because they could have a part of you also. Remember,
right.
You don't know what or who or what, you know, something, you know, was in that body, you see. So, unfortunately, that's the way things work. You don't know how this stuff is connecting to you. And that's kind of why, you know, why we're indicating to put the name of that person in, only because what was in that body when they were baptizing you. And remember, you know, we're dealing with time here, so we typically think that there's no spaces in between what we're looking at, but, you know, there is, and they could abduct you instantly and take you somewhere else, and you could be there for a whole lifetime. And you just think it's, you know, a blink of an eye. So you don't know what you don't know, and that's why you want to clear this stuff out, because they're in control of time. When they're in control of time, if you've ever noticed, time at times will slow down and it'll speed up. And, you know, everybody has these problems happening to them. Sometimes you need more time in a day and you just can't get it. You don't know what's going on and how come. And that's, you know, they're in control of your time-based reality because they created time for you to live in. So, and that the time energy that you're living in, which is on timelines, you know, that's your prison. That's your enslavement to them. Because you can't get out of time. You get the mind to heart drop, that'll help immensely. But, you know, it'd be probably, you know, more difficult for a lot of people to keep doing that, you know, because you have media around and your friends will take you and put you back into, you know, the time-based reality. But if you can stay out of time, at least on their timeline, you may not have as much problems. So back to you.
Right. And I was also thinking, Ron, before we move off of baptism, that some people even got baptized as, you know, adults or older children. Like when you're a baby, you don't really know what's going on, but there's some kind of oath and promise or something in there, like you promise to, I don't know, always be Christian or always be Catholic or something. So it might be good to clear that part of it too, especially if you remember what you said.
Yeah, and being so young, probably you didn't know anything about it. Everybody else was saying it, so they made you do an oath.
Right.
And anyway, back to you.
And I would put in any godparents, too.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Just clear out anything you can remember. Okay, Ron, I'll move on. Do you feel we're through there? Shall I move on to some emails?
Yep, let's go to emails.
Okay, here's one about some clearing we haven't talked about in a long time. Yesterday, out of curiosity, well, this was last week now, but I opened the shared user IDs clearing. Although I was just taking a look, I felt a lot of energy as though it was clearing me. The only time I've ever shared IDs is when you give them out on conference calls or offer them free by email. Why am I feeling this energy?
Well, you're connecting to probably whatever, whoever is connected to that energy source. So let's just say that you bought a program, you know, on the net to help your computer, okay? And, you know, your computer, when you turned it on, ended up having asthma. Well, it's not doing very well, so you go, I'll look up asthma for computers, and sure enough, there's a website, asthma gone on your computer, $20. So you go in there and you go, well, let me try this here. And you click on it. So right away, you're actually connecting yourself to everybody else who has the asthma. You may also be connected to the company energetically because they're taking your life force energy, which is probably your money, in most cases, we'll say, because people, trade in that. So they're taking your trading energy. We'll just use it that way. Remember, when you don't have money, you typically get depressed and, have problems. When you have money, you don't worry about it. So it's one of those big worry things. So they're connected to that. So you're getting that energy from everybody else. And, if that asthma energy for computers was really big, then you're going to be in fear because people are going to be writing about how the computer has asthma, and there's a problem there. So when you connect to these things, that's what happens. You start getting taken out of your center, and that you really don't want to do or have. So as soon as you connect to something, then that something is going to connect back to you. And then you have everybody else who believed in that. And that's sort of like how people get excited at sports events, And, if you watch people in sports events, you will notice that they all jump up and down when, it's going their way. And then when it's not going their way, then all of a sudden the opposite happens. And just think of all that psychic attack energy. And if you're in the middle of that, sharing that information between other people, just by being there, then you may have situation troubles happening to you. And you may walk out of the game feeling depressed, lack of energy, and feeling slime. And that's why, you need to choose to stay in your heart center and get out of time. So that's about all I can kind of say about that. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. And we do want to make sure everyone knows not to share any IDs of healings with other people because that's not a great energy. Now, do you think it's interesting that listener, Ron, mentioned sharing, correctly, that there's nothing wrong with telling someone, oh, Ron gave us the free alien to light clearing or whatever. But do you think that the person was experiencing the disconnection from those other people that maybe she gave the usernames and passwords to?
It could be. It's possible. That's why I like people to come on the site themselves. So the site itself won't be contaminated. But they are going on to the site to do the clearing. But it's probably best, once you get the light being up on your screen, then all of a sudden everything gets neutralized. So there could be a possibility there. If you give somebody a code and they don't have the light being up, light being is there to give you the energy. And it could be possible that maybe the darkness could come in and attempt to do something because the light beam is not up. I have people who have mentioned that somebody else is doing something similar, and they kind of copy our text, and they go, oh, this is the same thing that you're doing here, because it sounds the same, but it's the light of the darkness energies doing that process. So, back to you.
Right, and I know you've mentioned it's been a while that there's someone that's like a New Age healer or something that actually copied your whole website, right?
Yes, just about, yep.
Okay. Let me just see. I just got something in. Big thanks. Ron, I want to say thank you and Creation Lightship for all the great healings. With the situation I am facing, CLS healings have helped me out a lot in so many ways. Thank you and CLS. And the question, if someone is working voodoo on an individual, should I get the dark side practitioner clearing to remove all their rituals, sacrifices, and negative witchcraft energies?
Yeah, if you know the practitioner's name, typically, it could be somebody else that you don't know that could have been contracted. So you may want to do the Curse of Sex to Spell one. And that's sort of the difference on the two clearings. One is if you know the person, like maybe your spouse's you know, mother will say doesn't like you or something, and then they keep, you know, energetically doing stuff to you to get a divorce or to have them divorce you or something. So you're getting, you know, whammied by that person. So you know who it is. You know, it's common to have people talk about, you know, I was just walking normally one day and all of a sudden I felt something push me and I fell down. And you go, as soon as I was in the process of falling, I had a picture of the person. And I don't know why I had that picture, but that's what I received. And did that person, you know, cause me to fall? Well, I would say very possibly. You know, you can't guarantee anything 100%, but, you know, you are getting the information. So that's kind of how I look at these things. So, you know, you would probably want to do the other clearing since you don't know who it is. You know, the person that did it, you know, may not be where the energy is coming from. So at that point, you need to kind of go further, and that would be the curse of sex and spell one. Back to you.
Great. Okay, Ron, of course, there are more emails, but I was wondering, is there anything we need and by way of a sample of one of the healings? And all, I guess, is everyone on the CLS Now timeline that's listening?
Yeah, everything looks good to me.
Great.
Let's, well, if we could do a sample of, boy, I'm seeing, just trying to see what we can clear. Let's do a clearing for heartache. People have heartache this time of year, typically. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go.
Great. Thank you, Ron. Okay. I believe last week on Michelle's show, last Wednesday, this came up because this listener wrote in mentioning that date. And she wants to share with everyone using pendulums and or your own body by swaying forward for yes or backwards for no answers. For no answers is a very productive thing to do. When grocery shopping, purchasing fruits and vegetables to get the best picking and the pickings and the right frequency for you, or anything else like clothes, shoes, food supplements, if they are good for you at any given point, the body knows even in what amounts. Take some practice is a great tool.
Yeah, give it a try and just see how that works for you.
Well, I would say you want to be sure you're connected to the mind of your body and heart-centered first. Right, Ron? You want to do the all the tools you've given us.
Yeah, I'm assuming you're already doing the mind to heart drop to be, you know, in the now. So, yes, you know, definitely you want to do that.
Right.
But, you know, there are things out there that can give a good indication, although a pendulum is like, you know, 50-50 basically. So I don't normally depend on that. I just use it for energy, not a yes or a no. I've never used one. So, but other than that, you know, you don't want something to hop on that energy and the pendulum to come inside of you. So back to you.
Right. Well, I know years ago I used to go to a chiropractor, and he said he did kinesiology testing on people, but he said, I don't tell them to do it because they always get wrong and mixed up answers. And then after I found Creation Light Chip, it was so clear to me, yeah, because they're not heart-centered. So imagine how what mixed up answers you'd get if you were in your mind and perhaps have entities and aliens around you. That would be a disaster.
Uh-huh. Yep, that's true.
Okay, but thank you, listener, for that. Okay, Ron, this is an interesting one about kind of about DNA, I guess, and our history. Since many people are having difficulty finding a word for half human and half animal, I would like to suggest the word humal, which comes from the human and animal derivative. It seems that humals have tripped into our ancestry, and this is why people have inherited negative entities that are somewhat on the barbaric side. Do you have any comments about that, Ron?
That's interesting. The name sounds kind of cool. So that's good, yeah. You know, it depends what you're resonating to and what is connected to you. Remember, on Halloween, people dress up with different types of costumes, and they become, you know, that particular person, energy, character during that process, and it can stay with you. So that's one thing that you kind of want to be aware of. So, you know, just to know that things are out there that you don't know about. So back to you.
Right. I feel like it's more like alien energies in people than, you know, most animals aren't really, well, I guess maybe you could think of them as barbaric, but I don't know. Okay. Here's another one, Ron. What is your idea about using the energies of the archangels in your life?
Well, there's no archangel here of light. It's all light of the darkness. So we all know what that is, not to use that energy. So that's how I would answer that one.
Right. That's another light of the darkness situation, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, so the other day, or it might have even been last night, you mentioned again how when Jesus was born, there was no time. So a listener wrote in and says, if Jesus lived in zero, and that was, say, 35 years, and now it's 2015, then that equals 50 years of unanswered time. If it's a 2,000-year ascension, couldn't we be living 50 years in the future?
Well, mentally, that's kind of a neat way to look at it, I think. But just remember, the aliens are still in control of time. So like I said on the show, I think last night, they could take out a block of time and you would never even know it. And they can change the calendar. So, you know, all you have is history books, and the past history of things, you know, could be accurate, or they could have been dropped in here. And, you know, events could have happened, you know, in the past, and you have no way to verify that it actually happened or not, even though they tell you something in a book, it may not even be correct. And you definitely have really no memory of it. It could be in your cellular memory. If you have some traumas there, but, you know, basically, you know, you don't know. So you can go through history and, you know, there's different, you know, cultures that, you know, probably could be recorded or have been recorded, you know, different dynasties and different things like that where you have kings and queens. But, you know, you know about when they were at a certain time point. Maybe they were in there for maybe a 50-year stint. Well, are you sure that those 50 years are actually there? Maybe all they're showing you is when they got christened or crowned or whatever, and that was it. And they have stories after that, but the time really wasn't even in existence here. So going back in time, even though you might have records of something, it may not even be accurate. Remember, the aliens are in control of your time, and because of that, you don't have any way to validate and verify it. And they'll tell you what you would like to know.
Okay, and again, the answer is to be heart-centered and stay on the CLS now, timeline of light, right?
Yep, that's correct. Uh-huh.
Okay, next message. I am getting more needle-like piercings into my ankles, knees and wrists. My sleep is disturbed. What can I do to prevent this?
There's a few ways to do this. Number one is to relocate where you're sleeping. Maybe move over a foot or two on your bed, go to a different room. That's a possibility. Okay, the next one would be to get some of that special, I have the name of it, I forgot what it's called, it's a silver foil, and put that maybe underneath your bed, on the walls around you, on your ceiling. Maybe make like a little special bed with that, like a little pup tent or something, to put over your bed, a canopy or whatever, that can help. Another thing, which would be pretty hot, but it works, is to put some, aluminum foil, like around your feet and ankles or wherever you're getting poked. But remember, it's going to repel the heat back to you, so maybe pretty warm. You could wear a hat with it on the inside of your hat. That could help you with alien attacks, too. So that's mainly the things. From there, that's the physical things. The other thing is just to bring up the light beam. You get a couple of monitor screens and put it in your room where you're sleeping and put on the alien attack page. Buy the alien attack page. It's like $30 for the month, basically $1 a day, and do a clearing at night with that light being activated. And so that's what I would do. Back to you.
I've been doing that for quite a long time now. I can't remember when you first talked about that, Ron, and it's really wonderful. It's really made a difference in how I sleep and everything. I love having that the monitor screen up. I thought it would bother me because of the electromagnetic field energy, but it doesn't. Okay, something else about the animal discussion we were having. If your twin flame is an animal, would we be a humal, half human and half animal?
No, you're not going to relate. You're not going to be connected genetically to that life form.
Right. Okay. Do you want to just tell us, Ron, about that wonderful session that you do for people where you connect them to the energy of their twin flame?
Yeah, it's called the 4-in-1. I just did one today. And it's your home-based energy. Your twin flame releases 13 planets from you. And then disconnect you from your soul family. And that's kind of basically what it is. So it can help you at least have a little more horsepower, we'll say. So, back to you.
Okay. next question. Is there any hope for people with narcissistic personality disorder? It's a mental illness that people had traumatic abuse in their childhood. 1 in 16 people is found to have this disorder. Their brains are underdeveloped, they have rage, sadistic tendencies, are pathological liars, manipulative, controlling, and are abusive verbally, emotionally, physically, and sexually. One author who studied this suggested that they are non-humans or infested by reptilians or demons. Will the clearings work on people like that? And if so, what type of clearings do you suggest?
First thing is, person would have to have a spirit from light inside of them, number one. So if you know somebody and you can look at them and you can see that they have a spirit in their body, then yeah, the clearings will work. I won't say it'll fix them, but the clearings will still work like anybody else. As far as having reptilian energy and stuff, you know, you could do the clearings that get rid of aliens out of bodies, you know, alien to light clearing. You could do all the free clearings. The stuff that's happening outside of yourself, where everything that you're dealing with internally, so this is a brain energy, that's all internal, and that could be related to your energetic bodies. So you want to divide the clearings into two sections. What something is doing to you, typically the aliens, okay, That's external, and you really have no control over that. You can do clearings to help you out, but, you know, you don't know when they're going to do something else to you again. Okay, so the clearings will get you into more of a safety zone for yourself and to get the stuff off of you. Sometimes by getting it off, they don't want you any longer. Maybe the other ones wanting you were the ones that you got rid of, and that was it. And but everything else is internal. So your internalness is bringing forth the aliens on the external to harm you. So if you don't clean yourself out, you could do all the free clearings you want, but you're still going to be a target because you still have that bag. It's kind of like having, maybe putting honey all over your body and laying on the ground, and sure enough, I'm sure the ants would come and other things would come, and maybe even bees may come, and so you're a victim because you have something on you that you want to get off. And can you, are they, you know, if you swat a few bees away or whatever, or take some ants off of you, is there a guarantee they're not going to come back? No. They could come back, but remember, you got to get rid of this stuff. So your problem is what your ancestors gave you, which was given to them by the aliens at some point in programs and implants. And that's what you want to get off of you with the free clearings. You do have the, you know, like I said, the alien attack base to work with implants. But, you know, look at it, you know, where's it coming from? Is it coming from me? Did I generate this? Is this my problem? Is this my fault that this is going on? Well, yeah, you have it with you. And then from there, you know, do the clearings to get it away from you. And like I said, doing all the free clearings without doing whole lifetime clearings, it's not going to help you. It's strictly a Band-Aid. Because you still have what they want with you. You have your baggage. You have to clean your baggage out. Back to you.
Okay, Ron. I'm curious about, especially about the three newer free healings you gave us, the black mist, the green goo, and that blue death ray. Are those still very important for us to do?
Yes, all the ones in there are important, yes.
Okay, and is any of it, because we've been doing it, are we sort of making progress? Are we getting less of it or having less of it, or is there possibly any less of them, those energies on the planet?
Well, each time you do it, it's leaving. Remember, these are normally energies that are inside of the planet. And, you know, I can't say that aliens aren't going to bring it back again, but you're getting rid of stuff that is here in the planet. That's why you normally even do the clearing. You're going to see that energy come in the air around you or go up into the clouds. So back to you.
Okay. Is there one of those you want to do a sample for on the show tonight? Or
no, because that's just what we're doing, let people...
Okay, just do them on the computer.
Yeah, yeah. I'd rather do the emails and things.
Okay. So just to remind everybody, on January 3rd, Ron will be doing the 12 energies of the 12 months call, where he brings in the energies of the upcoming 12 months. And on January 9th, both of those at 1 p.m., by the way, is the body organ restoration. So someone wrote in and said the correct name, or what you called it last year, was body organ restoration teleconference. And this time we've been saying organ rejuvenation. Is it the same? So
yes,
it's the same, and perhaps I misspoke and said rejuvenation, but that's it. And you had asked people to write in what organs they would like, you know, to kind of vote, Ron. I don't know if you remember that, and we have gotten some emails. So
okay,
this
wonderful.
Right. And this listener wants to know that she has a condition in her body, so does she write exactly the organ or the area where the organ is?
It'll be organs.
Okay.
You know, the conditions would be on a different call typically.
Right.
You know, like, okay, you know, the 8-hour calls or the weekly calls.
Right. Okay. So one of another really free, or it costs one penny on PayPal, is the New Earth Transfer Clearing. And someone wrote in about that, has a question. Are we 100% safe on the New Earth with what is transferred? I'm continuously being courted, and I feel very fragile because I cannot stay off timelines. My situation gets worse. I'm more affected by this. And they're afraid their spirit's getting less energy with each loss. And they want to know if they're really safe having their clearings stored for them on the New Earth.
Yeah, that's why I put it up. So, yes.
Okay, great. Is there anything else you want to tell people about the New Earth Transfer, Ron?
This is a place to put your clearing so that it's recorded, and if you do get abducted during ascension, we'll say, the parts of you that are there will be reclaimed. So you're found.
Wonderful. Okay.
Each time you do a clearing, you are getting more of yourself back. If you do no clearings at all, then you have none of yourself being claimed. And, you know, when you're not claimed, then you're owned by something else. So you want to have yourself claimed so that you can have those parts of you, you know, be recognized at ascension time. It's very, very simple. So back to you.
Okay, on to the next question. Was the process of ascension created because dark forces started taking over various planets? In other words, if the dark forces never existed, then is it true that ascension wouldn't have to exist either?
On a planet of light, that would be correct. Uh-huh.
Interesting.
So for all in life, there probably wouldn't need to have that unless for some reason, there was something like that going on where they wanted to change, you know, to do the musical chairs. But typically, it's up to it's the darkness that's causing the situations, you know, to have a certain time layout, to do that. So it's a little hard to talk about because since the light's in the now, you can say, why are they having a particular cycle? And, you know, I really can't address that because this is the way it is. Because ideally, there shouldn't be any judgment at all, but for some reason, it appears that way, that we have a 2,000-year cycle. And, you know, you don't know how the whole universe of light was created. And so there could be points in there of the creation energies where they get turned off and on automatically during the initial creation. So we could probably maybe leave it at that. So back to you.
Okay. I forgot to announce that because it's just about time to go to the light ship, Ron. But I forgot to announce to people that you may request any rooms you would like to visit tonight. I've already gotten a couple because people know that they can do that. So we have different animal rooms and different healing rooms that you can choose to go into. So you can send those to me on email, again, at clsquestions@yahoo.com, or you can click on the fast chat button and I'll receive it there. So
right.
Are you ready now to go to the light ship, Ron? Or?
Yeah, we could do one more quick email if you have one there, then we'll go to the light ship.
All righty. And, okay, just opened up a request for a room. Someone is asking about tarot cards. Are those a dark energy, and do they bring in entities?
Well, you're using mind energy because you have a symbol, a picture, okay? And so you're working with pictures that is connected to mind energies. And then that has a meaning of something. So, yeah, you could be drawing things to you that way. darkness? Well, the picture may not be of darkness, but what's connected to it. So that's how I would address that.
Okay.
Once you start to realize that everything out there almost is connected to darkness because of people's energy being courted to it, belief systems, et cetera, then you sort of go, you know, I think I'll just kind of back away a little bit with this stuff here, and I want to stay peaceful. And then how you stay peaceful, you do the mind-to-heart drop, and you stay in the present moment, and then you're at peace, and then nothing else is going to really matter to you because you're going to feel yourself being peaceful. So, and you're looking for peace. That's the bottom, that's the main common denominator, is that you want to have peace. And you're searching for peace your whole life. So 15, 20 seconds, you can be in peace. You can stop searching. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. Thank you. Well, we can go to the lightship now if you're ready, and then
Sure, okay.
Take it up when you come. We come back.
Okay, here we go. This only works live for anybody that is brand new, and you're going to feel energy if you're on an archive. Here we go. So you go to the lightship. You can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. Here we go. Going up. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let me go to the hot tub room first. That's always a nice room to go into. And people love it. So we're in a purple gel. And next room we're going to go into is the room with deer energies. And you can have large ones, male, female, fawns, whatever your choice. You can get 3 of them. So here we go. And you can pet them if you wish. You're there in real time, we'll say, in the now, and you're here and you're there at the same time. So here we go. Bring in the energy, and also go to the magnet room to speed things up here. So deer room, magnet room, coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the magnets will help to release pain from you. So again, stronger, 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 and stronger. And baby elephants, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And actually, you know, we talked about a birthday party, so let's do that here. We're going to go to the food court. This is where light beings that do eat food are there. And there's also ones that don't. Probably most of them don't. They want energy. So here we go. Let's go to the food court where they have food and the desserts, and you can select pie, cake, whatever, different toppings, ice cream, whatever your favorite particular food is down here. They will create that for you up there instantly, but because it's so high in energy and it's not very large, like the size of a pencil eraser, you're not going to think as much until you have a little morsel of it. So here we go. So getting what you want. I always like the chocolate cake, the drizzle, and German chocolate cake that way, with the drizzle and hot fudge and ice cream, and I guess the cherries and the nuts on the top, and whipped cream and some drizzle of something on it, and it looks great under a microscope. So here we go. Well, you're going to put it underneath your tongue and enjoy that. You may start to feel the energy buzzing in your body. And you're going to start feeling yourself becoming full because it is in your stomach. Remember, you're up there eating this physically. Down here, you're hearing me talk. Up there, you're going, wow, this is great. And you're seeing the light beams around and the light ship, how it looks on the inside, and how, I guess the word that I could probably use would be sterile. May not be the right room, but right way to say it, but it's very, very, it's immaculate. Energy is completely pure. Nothing mixes. So you want seconds. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The light beams are now singing happy birthday to those who were born in the last month of the year here, which is December. So happy birthday, everybody, and enjoy your special dessert that you're having. We're going to another room. We're going to the room with the redwood trees. So here we go. Enjoy the trees, bringing you healing energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we have a dog up there in the food court. I'm seeing that. So maybe there's more than one dog, and the dogs are also having their desserts, and very yummy. So if you do have a dog, very possibly it could be, you know, feeling very full right now and happy. So let's go to the room, you know. So here we go. Elevating a little bit, you know. So here we go. Waterfall room. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into a room where the light beams will do, you know, a phase show on you. So it'll be just a real fast one here, we'll say, but it could be longer up there, so realize you're out of time. So as you watch our time here, you might as well have been up there for 5 minutes. What can they do in 5 minutes? Well, 5 minutes here could be anything up there. I use the word up because it's the only way I can really describe it, where you are. So here we go. Let's go into one more room. We'll go into a room that has I got palm tree here. Okay. And we'll go on to the, palm tree room. There we go. Like maybe there's palm trees. I don't know. I don't want almonds, right? So here we go. 1, 2, your choice. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into the rainbow waterfall room before we come back. So go into that to have our body cleansed. And we forgot the pain release room. So here we go. Pain release room. And if you have pain in your body, just kind of you know, specify that. I forgot to tell everybody to request one particular healing. So I'm sorry if you're brand new and you didn't hear me say that. I didn't.
But well, they still could, right, Ron, right now?
Yeah, they still could. So we'll reactivate all those rooms for you. So we'll be they'll be speeding things up. So request your healing. And some people even like to put their hand on their little owie that they have. That works too. So here we go, going into these rooms. See if your face is feeling maybe a little different right now. Maybe it's feeling warm. So here we go. Let's bring in some more energy before we come back. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so come back from the light ship, everybody. And, I missed one. Baby elephants. Let's do that. So baby elephants coming your way. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, stronger, stronger, and stronger. Okey-doke. So if I'm back from the light ship, I'll count to 5 to bring us back here. You'll notice that everything around you will be changed as far as energetic cordings. And here we go, coming back down. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okey-doke. So you're here now. And we'll turn it back over to you, Anne.
Okay. Thank you so much, Ron. As always, it's wonderful to have that visit to the light ship every Saturday night. Last night on the show, we talked about how important, well, as we always do, how important it is to stay in the now. But you mentioned that this month, the month of December, because there's a lot of activity, most of it not good, and then, of course, the end of the year is coming, and you were going to talk more about how to help us all stay on the now timeline during this sort of trying time for us.
Yes. You want to stay on the timeline that we have. I would probably, right now the timelines are being recreated over and over again, and aliens are trying to figure out what timeline to put you on at New Year's. So they're enticing you with something to, maybe through your thoughts, your dreams, your daydreams, things like this. So they're looking at a way to take you and capture you at New Year's. So just kind of beware of that. So you always want to do the mind of heart drop, and that will help you. From there, if you see any strange events happening or you're told about something going on, know that that could be there to entice you. So you want to be careful with that, too. And don't do too much reading, because the reading could bring you onto timelines that you don't want to be on. Remember, once you recognize something, understand something, look at something, hear the news or whatever, then very possibly you could be on that timeline with everybody else, as we talked about earlier. So that's basically it, stay in the now. And at New Year's, you probably want not to have that New Year's experience, so you want to stay on that last day of the year. I'd probably stay there for, I'd probably try it for 2 days. So just set all your calendars, maybe cover up your computer date with a piece of tape or something, and so you're not seeing that the day has changed into 2016, and try not to get connected to that energy. And it'd be interesting if people could watch, you know, while they have the ball coming down in New York each year, somebody could actually take a special camera with slow motion on it and watch the abductions happen at midnight as people are brought out of here and clones are brought back in. So that would be quite an interesting thing to see. So if you wanted to stay on in the now, and that's how you want to do your clearings. Be in the now all the time. Do the mind to heart drop. Do the be here now clearing. Back to you.
Right. What I think is a huge help with that, of course, you want to do the mind to heart drop, but to run that be here now free clearing that you have on the website is amazing. It's just, if you ever feel a little off, and I think that would be very supportive. It's 3 10-minute segments during this time. Are there any other healings particularly, Ron, that could kind of support us through that, especially those days, you know, the New Year's Eve and New Year's Day?
You may want to do a clearing to release some of the rituals that could have happened then, sacrifices, et cetera. Remember, the dark side uses these key days to do that. I can remember being told that September 20th, and it's odd that it's the 20th. The 20th is normally when we change our seasons, if I'm not mistaken. But and the inauguration of presidents and is on a 20th date. On September 20th, for a couple of years or so, I think they were doing atomic bomb testing on the same day every year. And that seemed pretty interesting. So remember, the dark side uses these key energy days to do their stuff to bring in energies. So anyway, I'll just kind of mention that. So you want to see what's going on. Maybe you might want to type in New Year's events or something, and maybe go back 100 years or so and just see what actually was going on, especially when you're in wars, see what's going on the days of war. Maybe they have a rest day, a truce or something. So, back to you.
Right. And I guess we should only do that researching if we're sure we can stay very detached and neutral. Because
yes,
if we're going to get into any kind of drama about it, then that's not a good idea. And
true.
So I guess we're better off not going, when you say things that might entice us off, that would probably include parties, et cetera, right? We're better off avoiding.
I would say so. Most parties, you know, typically people party, let's put it that way. So the, you know, so partying could bring in entities. And are they alien entities? Are you going to go to a party and come back with an alien in your body? That could be kind of scary, at least to your friends anyway. To you, you probably wouldn't know the difference because you wouldn't have the consciousness. It would be running you. But to your friends, they might look at you and run out the door. So, back to you.
And your pets.
Oh, yeah, and your pets, yeah.
They'll know.
Yeah, they'll
know.
Well,
that's why you just want to assume, right, when you go out that things are lurking out there waiting to attack you and jump into you and just keep all the clearings going.
Yeah, once you have that consciousness that you want to be heart-centered and in the moment, then a lot of that stuff that you've been doing over the years and everything else kind of like fades away. because you go, you know, I don't want to do that anymore. And the reason is because, you know, I want to live my life in peace. And you can't be in peace and drama and trauma. You may, you know, watch peace go by, you know, as you're in the drama and trauma, waving at it, you know, as you're on the pendulum on your ride, from high excitement to, you know, something that is harmful to you or someone else. But, you know, you want to be in the moment. That's the whole thing. And you don't want to be abducted because they've been doing this, and we talked about this since 2012. And probably other years too, but mainly, you know, I've been talking about it in 2012, the major dark side abduction. And that's when probably, you know, I'd say 80% of the population left here. So humans left and clones came in. And that's it. So are you a clone? Well, good question. You would have to do some research on that, you know. So I'm not going to tell you if you're a clone or not. Let's do the different clearings to help out a clone. We have a clone to light clearing. We have an alien to light clearing. So that should be requested if you wish by sending that request to clsquestions@yahoo.com. But remember, clones are here. So you don't want to be cloned out. So back to you.
Okay. Unfortunately, Ron, we're at the end of our show already.
Yeah, it looks like it, yeah. So here we go, everybody. So we're going to do the mind-to-heart drop that we talk about a lot. And this should be, you know, old hat for everybody if you're a newbie. But here we go, mind-to-heart drop, man in your spirit to take the thoughts inside of your head. This is the darkness because you're running programs of darkness when that happens. Aliens are in control of you, giving you programs, telling you what to think. And how to act. So here we go. You want to become peaceful. Become peaceful. They'll probably leave you alone because there's no more emotional energy. So here we go. Commanding your spirit to take the thoughts inside of your head, drop them down to your heart. And here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Well, everybody, blessings. Thank you. And we'll see you later. Bye, everyone.
Thank you, Ron. Thanks, Ron. Bye, all.